to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Magnot is here. Mr. Belwar is here. Membership attendance, we've got everybody, the whole planning commission's here tonight.
Look at that.
Mr. Waldron?
Hi there, Mr. Stroyan.
How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Everybody get a chance to look at the previous minutes?
Yeah.
If there are any additions or corrections, we'll keep them till the next meeting. If it's a pleasure of the board, I'm going to change the order of the agenda for the sake of some of the professionals that are here. Namely, you're here to represent CATS and you're the only, so we could move you up to, the next item. Tell us what's on your mind and what you're thinking of doing.
Of course. Hi, my name's Michelle Rinaldi. I'm with Rinaldi Land Surveying. Mr. CATS has his property in Westfall Township as well as Milford Township. If you look at the bottom left of the property, this is the only sliver that's in Milford Township. So when I spoke to Mr. Sean Balls, he asked me to respectfully come to the meeting to ask for it to be dismissed back to Westfall for them to make all the amended changes. Pike County Planning had no comments. Mr. Liu, the township engineer, his comment was impervious instead of 25 should be 15% instead of 25%.
Here's where they're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Just where the sports court is.
Am I allowed to come to the table and show them?
This is where the township line is, Bob.
The smaller slivers, Milford Township, the upper sliver, Westfall Township. The majority of the property, sports courts, buildings are all in Westfall.
That's awesome.
This is the only thing we got?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not infringing on.
Did you see this, Mr. Magnot?
I have, Mr. Chairman, and it's correctly stated about 90%, about 99% of the subdivision is in Westfall Township. We have a little strip of land in Milford Township that is being conveyed as part of this lot improvement, which will, of course, need our approval, but it appears as though the property being conveyed, I'm looking at a survivorship deed that was done by Mr. Jacobson's office in Milford with the, and that was fine. And I also had a chance to review the map and had no questions at all regarding the map. My only caution would be that they should have it approved in Westfall first and then come back for our signatures.
Yes, sir. Chris Rinaldi, he's at Westfall Township's meeting tonight. They didn't have
Very
a specific
good.
Order, so they said we could attend both tonight at the same time.
That'll be fine.
Great.
Thank you.
It looks like at the largest extent it's 70, maybe 75 feet. So it's only 25 feet.
It's almost in the setback.
Yeah.
That means their setback requirements, I'm
right.
assuming.
Yeah.
That's
what
that has
are nothing we to concerned?
Do with us. Okay. No, I'm just at just
yeah.
that's my only thing, as long as it meets.
And this is the building envelope. So we got 75 feet, so maybe 25 feet of the building envelope.
Yeah, but they're not asking for anything to be moved there.
No, I'm just saying though that 25 feet of the building envelope is within Milford Township, as long as that's not
mm-hmm.
used for like septic or something. Crossing the
property. But they're just doing a lot line change. Right? That's really all
yes,
they're
sir.
Doing.
We're just
they're
doing
just,
a lot
they're doing a lot line change.
So then why don't you
in Westfall Township?
We would recommend that you get approval from the Westfall Township Board of Supervisors before we sign the map, with the stipulation that there won't be any septic or any building or whatever put in on Milford Township.
Yep.
Is that reasonable?
That's reasonable.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Would we be able to have a note or something to Westfall?
And you can push it forward to the supervisors. You can,
yep, send it to the supervisors with that.
Contingent upon Westfall.
Would we be able to get something for Westfall Township? They wanted us to come to Milford Township to bring something to their next meeting as well to show that.
We're going to have them write a letter.
Okay. And then we'll, after the meeting tonight at Westfall, any like changes they may have, we'll also reprint all the mapping and we'll bring to both for everybody to sign as well.
Yep. Yeah, no, we can just, we can inform, we can just have the secretary inform Westfall Township that we've recommended this to the Board of Supervisors, provided there's no, provided there's no building.
She could just send a copy of the letter that we're sending to the supervisor.
No, no building or use of the property for septic. And then they could just, the secretary can notify the, the Westfall Board of Supervisors. Is that all right?
Yep.
Who's making the motion?
I'll make that motion.
Who's seconding?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. All right.
Thank you, everybody, for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Good.
Hell, yeah.
Let me just give them all back. All right.
Yes.
I don't see anyone here from AutoZone.
So Eric, I think is what.
I think Eric.
Eric.
I'm Cassandra with AutoZone.
Oh, Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is AutoZone up?
Are we next?
Yep, you're ready.
Okay. All right. Hello, my name is Cassandra and I'm a pre-construction project manager for AutoZone. And I also have Eric Rubino, who is our landlord, Bill Smith, our real estate manager, and Eric Esser, our environmental engineer on this location.
Is Mr. Belwar on?
I am. Good evening.
Okay. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Cassandra.
Yes. We are proposing a 7382 square foot building in Milford Township. Our space will be constructed a party board. We'll have shingled roof, EFIS. Our site plan is laid out to we are providing the adequate number of spaces that are required for this particular site. I believe there is a future restaurant or space that will be beside us as well, and we are providing the appropriate number of parking spaces for our site as well as for future use of that space. And we will just be a retail merchandise something.
There's an existing home on this property?
Yes. That would be different.
Excuse me?
The home was demolished?
Not, there's a restaurant that was a house, and there's also a garage that's a current residence. The restaurant's been closed for many years, but that was originally a house. That's what they were talking about demoing. Behind that house, there's a garage. It used to be a business, and then it's since been converted into a dwelling.
This put us into the same multi-use issue that we're on the property on the east side of what we're doing.
Right.
That's the question.
Yeah, so for the applicant, if you can clear up, you said there was to be some demolition. Are you anticipating to demolish any and all buildings or structures that are on the property now and to have the single use of AutoZone on that property?
We will be on the west side of the property.
I'm sorry, you'll be what?
On the west side of the property. Okay. There will be a use on the east side of the property.
And it's a future use?
Yes.
Okay. And I haven't seen a zoning review letter. What allows you to put more than one use on the property?
I'm shaking my head on this one.
Okay. And it may be that the planning commission would prefer to have a review by its zoning officer in order to assist us as we review this, but that one issue stood out to me.
Yeah, it looks like the plan was prepared to address the concerns in October 2023 planning convention meeting. And that they wanted to see the future development. So it was not our primary plan to show it, but they wanted to incorporate both on the plan for future use. But ours will just be out of zone is what we're proposing to be approved.
Well, we were trying to establish the use of the property, whether it was multiple use, whether you were going to actually tear down the buildings that are there because they're using the buildings in the back as we speak, right?
Yep.
That's the so there's more than one use going on in there now. So we haven't really established that. So
I can speak to that from the landlord perspective. I'm Eric Rubino, represent Milford Farmhouse LP. We're the asset management company for William Rosato. So speaking on his behalf, this site, the idea with what he may do in the back, we're contemplating the idea that potentially being a restaurant, which this site has historically been used as you noted, that former house, the blue house in the front, was a restaurant for quite some time prior to its closing. There is that garage, as you noted, in the back, which is currently a residential space as well as a garage. Our goal would ultimately be for the larger development of this, which is why we had the engineering company work up a single, master use plan for this to accommodate for that phase two, that future project. And what we're showing in that plan is a potential use as a restaurant.
Well, potential use. So is this, Mr. Belvoir, is this something that you would want to discuss that with their professionals?
Yeah, I think we need that. To my mind, and I'm not as familiar with the zoning ordinance as some, but to my mind, I don't know that the zoning as it exists today allows for multiple uses in this district. You're zoned DD, correct?
This is, yeah. It's on the other side of Dollar General, right next to this property. The township, Dollar General, then them. Yeah, it's all DD.
The Planning Commission tabled this until you get the zoning officer's review letter. Because to me, that's a threshold issue before you get into the nuts and bolts of some of the presented plan.
And would you
ask a question? Would it be considered a multi-use? Typically, a restaurant is considered a retail use. So if we're talking about two retail uses, it's not a multi-use.
Well, it's more than one use on a single property, right?
Yeah.
Right. That hadn't come up in the past. We've had several working sessions, so it was just a surprise to us, but we can regroup on that and have our attorneys take a look as well.
Okay, yeah. Take a look at it from your end, if you will. I'd like to get the input from the zoning officer, and that will instruct the Planning Commission about which way it can move on this.
Just to straighten out what the original was, we thought both buildings were being torn down and only AutoZone was going in at this time.
That is correct.
At this time, though. So we don't want to mislead the applicant by approving a plan that contemplates a phase two.
Absolutely. That's why when we're hearing this, this is what... So I think the... Mr. Belvoir, you'll make yourself available to them?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And can I ask the staff if they pass this on to the zoning officer and ask him to write a review letter?
Absolutely.
Well, yep.
If it's satisfactory to you, can I request that if you were to review it, since we have the team on the phone now and on the in the meeting now, that we go through the process, and if it comes to the point where we feel it's adequate, a contingent approval on based on the multi-use aspect of this. So that way, while we're all together, we can use the time.
Well, we haven't resolved the multi-use. We haven't resolved the multi-use issue, so I don't think that that's fair to this board.
Yeah, I tend to agree. To me, it's a threshold issue. I know it's not wasting your time because you guys want to move ahead yesterday on the project, but I think for the planning commission that they need, I need the input of the zoning officer before we move ahead.
They'd rather us talk to the zoning officer, get that approved or not, and then come back either as one, as this is shown, or just have a...
I think it's going to be that the staff will ask the zoning officer to weigh in by way of a review letter that will get sent to the township and it'll get sent to you as the applicant. And then we'll both know which way to go on this. So presumably, they'll be able to provide that before the meeting next month.
All right, thank you.
Great.
Okay, so once that's out, why don't you ask to be placed on the agenda again, and then we'll address it then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you all.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we, you've got that straight to have Sean do a zoning letter. Okay. Comprehensive plan, zoning warehouse, mixed use amendment. We're going to go to the curative amendment because DEPG is here for respect to the professionals and who they're paying. What I would like to happen is that Mr. Waldron and Mr. Belwar get us up to speed with where we are or where we think we are, and then we'll go from there. Is that okay, Andy?
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Tony, do you want to go first, or?
Sure.
I'm glad.
Since I got the ball rolling. Thank you. And in addition to Jim DePetris being here with me, as you can see, Jamie DePetris is on the Zoom. She was in that last box there. And she's going to be speaking briefly about the ownership form of things. But let me get back to how we got here, especially because you weren't here the last time we were talking, Kevin. I submitted...
You know what? May I interrupt?
Yes.
I used the name Tony.
Yes.
And mistake. I meant to ask the solicitor if he'd like to go first.
I see.
Before me.
The other Tony.
No, that's fine, Andy. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So we gathered last month, and there were a couple open issues.
Thank you.
Maybe one of the more significant was the ownership issue. Is this going to be a condo type of development? Is there going to be a transfer, a sale of the parcels of ground or not? And that would drive, to some extent, what we do with the proposed curative amendment. So I understand the applicant will present on that tonight. I see a couple other issues in my mind. I start to survey and gather some other zoning ordinances as regards to this type of development, because I want to make sure that what we do is good for the township in the long run and for other properties that may be affected. So I see, going through the proposed curative amendment, that it does propose that a PUC, or planned unit commercial development, will go forward as a conditional use. So it has to come through. Now, a significant thing for the planning commission, eventually for the board of supervisors, and your solicitor knows this, is that you need to have criteria under the conditional use in order to have defendable, if you will, conditions that are imposed as part of any approval. So, to my mind, one of the things missing in this proposed ordinance is are some criteria against which the Board of Supervisors eventually, certainly in first part the Planning Commission, can weigh the plan and decide what types of conditions should be associated with any type of approval. So that's one thing that, that I want to look at. That another item that I see here is number 9 of the proposed ordinance, the access. I don't know that we're going to have a lot of input because it's a state highway, my understanding. And so PennDOT is really going to take the applicant through the paces when it comes to the access there. Next one, number 10, stage construction. I'd be interested to hear from the applicant tonight. What do you propose by way of stage construction? What's the timeline on this? Because to my mind, a development like this, I've seen, should have a beginning and a proposed end date. So that everybody knows, how long should we expect this project to take place? Is it going to be one of those situations where one out of the 4 or 5 uses gets put in and everything else lays barren for some extended period of time? I think those are the types of issues that should be the subject of conditions as we look ahead to the potential for an approval on this specific project, for instance. I do have a question for the applicant. Having been up there last month and taken a look, two questions actually. First is why the commercial with things like fast food and the retail as opposed to something like a light industrial use? And this is a general question. The second thing is more specific to the plans that you presented. I see that the restaurant, the retail, convenience store, whatever it may be. Why the hotel? That to me stands out as kind of a disconnect from the other uses. So those are two things I ask you to present on tonight so we get a better feel for this. To my mind, this is more for the Planning Commission, to my mind, where we stand right now is we're gathering information. You're gathering information specifically from the applicant, so you better understand this specific plan, and that will help you when it comes to the understanding how to fine-tune the proposed curative amendment. I'm gathering information on my end as regards to other ordinances, but I'd like to make recommendations as to some aspects of this proposed curative amendment. All right, with that, hopefully that gives the Planning Commission and the applicant a better idea, at least where I think this stands. And if the chairman is agreeable, I think we turn it over to the applicant to address some of the issues that I raised.
Absolutely.
Sure. Just to clarify from the beginning, we submitted this curative amendment on an informal basis, actually delivered it to the respective attorneys and the Township Secretary on March 17th, did write a follow-up letter on March 23rd to clarify that this did not start any kind of clock running, nor is it considered a formal submission at this point. It's for purposes of discussion, all right? As far as, what the last thing that Andrew just brought up, and I understand that, I purposely tried to draft this ordinance with a little bit of help from an old friend and colleague and client, Carson Helfrick, with the idea of it applying to not just this project, but to the township. So the idea about which uses go in there, since we're still talking about the curative amendment and not like a conditional use for this project, I think it makes sense to be broader, and the broad inclusion there was to say any of the commercial uses that are currently allowed in the DD zone could be allowed in this plan unit, plan unit commercial development. Just seemed to make sense that you know, we wouldn't be wanting to add in uses that aren't already in that zone. And how they fit is more of an issue of a conditional use if you're going through the process, assuming that the township, which suggested the curative amendment as a way of filling a gap in the township ordinance, it seemed to be to make sense to include those things. So to say we should write the curative amendment because, well, maybe you shouldn't include a hotel or mix this with that, I think that's more a specific application issue and not an amendment issue. If you think that you need to list them, you already have those, because what we did was we incorporated by reference all of the commercial uses that are allowed in the DD zone currently. So we're really not interfering or trying to rearrange the ordinance. We're trying to put in an additional provision that would deal with the fact that this is proposed for one property owner with multiple users on the property. And in this case, we've proposed four. In terms of the issue of ownership, we are prepared to address that. Jim talked about it a little bit based on experiences they've already had. And most recently and closest here in Monroe County, two different projects in Monroe County. The one he primarily talked about, and we even have some information on, is the one where St. Luke's is now located there on the spur of 209 out before 80, down in Middle Smithfield Township, right? That's Middle Smithfield?
Yes.
Smithfield Township, yeah. And so we're certainly prepared to talk about that. I totally agree, and I think even when we first talked about this project before we got into the zoning issue of how do we deal with multiple uses, I made it clear that our engineer was even here the very first time, and that obviously the access issue is going to be largely determined by PennDOT, and some preliminary information has already been submitted to them with the idea of them evaluating this as we go along. So I don't know that there's that much that we want to cover on there, because I think they really are going to dictate that. And the reality is that's a placeholder in the curative amendment to say that's one of the things you got to look at. I agree that criteria makes some sense. I think the criteria to an extent is what uses should be allowed there. Well, if it's any use that's allowed in the DD zone, that doesn't seem to be incompatible. Because after all, if we broke this property up into four pieces and had four proposed commercial uses, they'd all be allowed. They might not get approved, but they'd at least be allowed. So from that point of view, I don't know that we do need to. The other thing is, I call them standards rather than criteria, and that was establishing some sizing issues, some things that should be addressed, like easements, like ownership, like controls, landscaping, a number of other things along those lines. They certainly need to be in there. If the criteria, you know, sometimes there's criteria that does get into aesthetic issues, and that's fine. Those could be included as well. But I didn't want to add things into the township that they may not want in there. So anyway, that's my comments to what Andrew brought up. I think Jim and Jamie are going to talk about the idea of, for example, the hotel, if you will, would own a property interest in the form of a condominium type of ownership, meaning they would not own the full land, but they would own the right to have control and even put in a building on a particular location within the project. And they would have, not only would they have ownership, but they'd also come with that some rights. Obviously the rights to be able to access the property, to park, to deal with things like that, to count on certain things to be available. But they would also have a lot of restrictions and responsibilities. Responsibilities in the form of sharing the cost of maintenance, the share of operation, restrictions about what they can and can't do with that property and how it's going to look, and what their requirements are going to be, even in terms of who's using the building and how is it being used. So those are all things that come into play in the ownership issue. Sometimes these are long-term leases. Sometimes they're estates in airspace. I mentioned at the last meeting well, it's now owned by a different company just in the last year, the Shook family for many years, owned Lake Region Supermarket. That building is on an estate in airspace, so over land that's owned by someone else. So happened it was the parents of the three sons that ran that business, but be that as it may, that's how they did that. Condominium form is in a way sort of like that, and what it means is you don't own to the center of the earth, you own a defined area. In a condominium that you live in residentially, you own the space within four walls. In a condominium like this, you own from the ground up, with easements to make sure that you're allowed to be on that ground, and with easements for parking and access and all those around that. But that's really what you're generally owning, as I understand it. I will say I was not involved with the project in Smithfield, so I had nothing to do with crafting that, but I do understand that ownership concept as a way to do these things. So that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know whether you want to comment, go back to the issues about some of the standards and criteria, or whether you want to hear from us on the ownership, in which case I'll defer to Jim.
Yes, and Tony, I think we're here to talk about.
Well, I think you didn't answer Mr. Belvoir's question, why a hotel? That was a question.
But no, I'll let Jim answer that question, sure.
By the way, we are very transparent. You will know everything about this project. I thought this evening, Tony, was to talk about the curative amendment.
It is.
Okay, so if we're going to go into a different direction, I'm okay for that, but I definitely want to make sure that we talk about the curative amendment, because that was what...
That's the first step to getting to the...
That's what we came here to discuss.
Conditional use.
I'm going to jump in and say that I hear you on wanting to focus on the curative amendment, but the curative amendment was also accompanied by a plan that you distributed last meeting, and then it was kindly forwarded to me this week, last week, and so I think that got circulated to the Planning Commission. But it's a curative amendment with a plan accompanying it, and I'm asking, from my perspective, having dealt with some of these things, that it stands out to me that the plan has a hotel, 80-room hotel, in the rear of all these convenience store fast food. It seems out of place to me. Poor planning, perhaps. I'm not a planner, but based on experience, it seems poor planning.
Yeah.
Why the hotel?
Okay.
Are you stuck on including a hotel in your plan?
Well, first off, it's a by right use, number one. Number two is, it's definitely something that there is a market. We've been two hotels in Monroe County. We're on our way to a third. Okay, it is part of a mixed use development. It adds, you know, definitely, especially when you have a restaurant. This road gets a lot of business travelers. There's a tremendous amount of vacationers that come into the Milford area. And we think this is not, by the way, a full-service, big 200-room hotel. This would be a boutique hotel that will service the travelers and the vacationers in the area. We believe there's a market. Now, the fact is, we're not going to build the hotel if that user doesn't come. But I can tell you that the hotel business is doing extremely well in the Pocono Mountain region. All right? And our research is that the two hotels that are located north of here do well. We've had some preliminary interest, which is encouraging on our side. But again, we don't build spec, and if in fact that use does not is concretely positioned, we will do something else that's zoned, and that we may have to be back, you know, on the conditional use. But you know, we think this is something that will happen. in terms of the phasing, I'd just like to address that. And that is that 100% the frontage will more than likely get developed first. The secondary uses in the back will probably follow. We wouldn't start there, okay? There would be certain improvements made to those pads in the back, okay, in terms of grading, in terms of bringing, you know, utilities and connections and storm drainage, but definitely the frontage will develop. From a timing standpoint, we just finished a condominium, not Smithfield, but in Stroud Township, right on 611 in the Bartonsville region, and it was 4 users, and all told, it was a 5-year process, okay, there. So this is something that will take, and we just sold the last pad, condo pad, again, because we don't do anything unless we have a legitimate user in hand.
Well, with respect to the...
Chris, if I may put a finer point on that 5-year idea, was that 5 years from final approval to sale of last pad or last use up and running?
I want to say it's 5 years from the time that we had our first tenant and broke ground, that it was a process. Jamie, would you, know in particular that? I mean, again,
look at the timeline. I think it was a little longer than 5 years. Yeah. But it was as tenants came. Right.
One user was a Chick-fil-A, which happened about the same time as a Taco Bell.
I think the concern is that if there's not some sort of a specific timeline standards and what's expected and how building is done and things are done evolves as it goes. And a great distance in time is going to change the standards that would be applied.
Well, actually, and I was going to mention that there is already an existing parameter, which is under the municipality's planning code, when you get an approval, you have 5 years to be, if you will, allowed to develop without the rules being changed on you. If somehow you go beyond that 5-year period and the township makes an amendment to their zoning ordinance that might be at odds with your project, then you have to make the project fit with whatever the new regulation is. But that's a 5-year window, and in effect, that is a 5-year window that developers can plan on saying, okay, I got to do it then. Now, that doesn't mean to say that during that 5-year period, the township's automatically going to change their rules, but they could, sometimes for good reason. Occasionally, I've been involved in one particular situation where the township said, we shouldn't have let that happen, we're going to make that rule change. And it turned out the developer didn't fit his project within the 5 years, and he had to make that adjustment. That occasionally does happen, but the reality is you can expect that you have a 5-year window, and by the way, that window might get changed on you if you don't fit within that time frame. But to make it a 2-year window or a 3-year window, that's at odds with what the state already says is allowed for development.
The third use was a small shopping center of about 3 stores, which was done after the 2 restaurants opened, but that ground was graded, okay, cleaned, okay, access was in, utilities were there, storm drainage connected, so it was there to be built upon in the future.
I do believe the first 3 pads were all done within like a 3-year period of each other. It was just that final pad that took some additional time. But the first 3 were done primarily like first, second, third, very quickly, kind of simultaneously as the improvements went into the condominium area.
All right, if I can speak for a moment. Mm-hmm. I know you're here mainly for the curative amendment, but I do want you to realize these questions are all addressed to that too, with the uses, because you're looking at density issues, and we have so many things that are approved for the business district. And if you picked our five most dense, the highest density buildings, now we're looking at the property compared to the density.
You had